90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Hello, welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today we end up our Money Smart Conversations with our guest who, as we started our Money Smart Conversations, Ms. Marilyn Chappelle of Exceeds Expectations. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
So we've talked about all month different things that people can do to save money, you know, how to buy a house. Today we're going to actually give out money saving tips, and a lot of our tips are going to come from americasaves.org, and it's called 54 ways to save money. So as we begin to just talk about different ways to save money, and if you have ways in which you save money, definitely call in and let us know those ways. So Marilyn, saving money is not, there's no miracle to saving money. It's just, it begins with the blueprint or your budget. It's telling your money where you're going to go. Why is that blueprint so important?
That blueprint is so important because it's, just like you said, it gives you the opportunity to tell your money where to go. But not only that, it, if we back up just a little bit, we have to ask ourselves, why are we saving? What is your why behind saving? What is your why behind wanting to budget? So is it because you want to buy a house in a year, and so you know you need to save up that 3% down payment or that 5% down payment? Or is it because your kids are going to college and you know that you need to put money away? Or maybe it might be some furniture that you're wanting to purchase and you know you want to pay cash, so that's why you're saving. Knowing your why behind why you're doing something is going to be your biggest motivator on staying on course, on target
and on point. So that's
there,
what you want to do.
Go.
I know I want to go on a trip for Christmas, and as Dave Ramsey says, I don't want my trip to fall in the helm. So now I'm putting back a little bit of money each month to be able to go on that trip.
That's it.
So many things come in December. You know, you have your property tax comes due. You've got Christmas shopping that you want to do. You just passed the Thanksgiving holiday. And it seems there's always more money. There's always more month than there is money.
Yeah.
And so you have to try to figure out. So the best way to do it is to start budgeting now.
That's it.
And knowing where you want to go, because that vacation is a lot better when you come home and you don't see that Amex bill or the Visa bill, that Discover bill. You come home to peace. You know, so one thing that what everybody should do is call it the state of the family. Every year in January, look at the budget, how much you're going to spend for the year, where you plan to go do for the year, and begin to start putting those things on paper so you can save for them every month. And it doesn't take a whole lot to save. One of the things I used to do when I was in the military was I would get a roll of quarters each week. There's 52 weeks in a month, so at the end of the year, I would have $500 that was for vacation money, but it was always December, so it was always Christmas time, so it allowed me to have a nice Christmas, to be knowing that I didn't have to put it on paper, you know, credit. I could do other things with it and just save that money. So that's, you know, why it's important. But it all keys off if you start in January with seeing what you want to do for the year and start saving, because the second thing, emergencies always arise.
Yes.
You will have that you'll need tires when you didn't think you need them, or you needed car repairs when you didn't have, you know, you didn't think that that alternator was going to last just a little bit longer.
That's right.
And if you've got those little funds set to the side, then you've got a way to be able to pay for those $200 or $300 things that may come up without you having to resort to the alternatives to payday loans or payday loans idea that we talked about earlier this month. always have a little bit of savings money aside.
Yes. And just like you said, Mr. Jackson, is that it's good to have an emergency fund. And one of the key points, the rule of thumb, is to have at least $1,000 set aside for emergencies. And that $1,000, just as you said, you know, if your car breaks down, usually it's around about that $1,000, or even maintenance around, you know, your home. You know, if your heater goes out, it's going to be around $1,000. So that's why it's so important to make sure that you have at least $1,000 saved up for emergencies. And I'll tell you, too, is that when, just like you stated earlier, when you know what you want to accomplish in that year and you write it down on paper and you find out or you research the cost, then now you can go ahead and set that blueprint, just like you stated. You could set that blueprint on, okay, so I know our vacation is going to cost $2,000. So how am I going to save it? So now I know that I want to take that vacation in 8 months. Well, divide that 2,000 from, or divide it from by eight, and it tells you how much you need to save each month. And so now you're coming up with a plan on how are you going to save. Well, you can definitely set aside money out of your paycheck each week for that amount, and you can set it up automatically.
Yep, and that's definitely one of the things. As I went over my own budget, one of the things that I found was one of the biggest expenses that I had was cable television. And, you know, it was $150 plus a month. And I looked at it and I said, am I getting almost $2,000 a year enjoyment out of cable TV? And I said, I could be doing something else with that. That's vacation money right there. So I cut the cord, and I have to admit that first month was difficult. But then I found Sling TV, which offers, I had to have my ESPN, and I love the History Channel, so I had to have those two things. And I got that with Sling for as little as $20 a month. And then, you know, I had switched to Sprint. And I switched just at the time when Sprint said, if you join us, we'll give you free Hulu. So now, as long as I have Sprint, they pay my Hulu bill. So now I have Hulu now, but I've switched over now to DirecTV Now. And what I love about that is it gives you 34 of the top 35 channels on cable. And for the first 3 months, it's only $10 a month.
Wow.
So then after that, it only goes up to $35 a month, which is not bad. But I get 34 of the top 35 channels. I actually upgraded. I got ESPN plus FS Fox Sports. So I improved it a little bit better. And it only, you know, that cost me roughly about $400 a year. The second thing that I added to that, which I didn't know the benefit of it, was I had everybody loves Amazon.
Yes.
Because they will now, Amazon will leave your pack. They'll take your packages into your house. They'll put them into your car.
Yes.
You can order Amazon and get anything that you want.
They're
off
convenient.
Amazon. It's so convenient. But what people don't know is that for Amazon Prime members, not only do you get the free 2-day shipping, but Amazon with the Fire Stick has a lot of movies. So now I've got more movies that I can, different things I can watch courtesy of that, and I get the free 2-day shipping. And I will tell you, if you need something, from car parts to baby food to diapers, Amazon sells it, and they will
Thank
get it
you.
To you. And you get it cheaper with Amazon than you can get it with anybody else. You know, I have some parts for my car part maintenance, and I was going to go to the local store, and they were like, the parts I wanted were $400. Same parts on Amazon were $200.
Nice.
50% savings.
Nice.
So a lot of people should really look at online shopping and saving, because it's a way to save money. Add to that, but also when you're around here, say AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, and you may need something, you can go and buy that same item online at advancedautoparts.com or autoparts.com, buy it from them, but you can always I can usually find about a 25% coupon, mm-hmm. so I can get the same parts, but also make sure I get that savings. I had to order some things for my car. It was like $400, but I found a 25% off coupon.
Yes.
So now it was only
the keyword,
$300.
Coupons.
Exactly.
Love coupons.
Those online coupons. And many stores now, Walmart.com, Target.com, BestBuy.com, they will price match their in-price stores with their online prices. You just have to know to ask.
Yes. Researching is so important. It's so important that we don't buy off of impulse. A lot of times when we're buying off of impulse, we're spending more money and we're not being wise with our money. And so what I like about what you stated was making sure that you research, but as well as find coupons to be able to save money and cut spending. So I love using RetailMeNot. So before I buy anything, I can be right there at the register, and I'm scrolling RetailMeNot to find out how much can I save, what percentage can I save, you know, off of this purchase. And so if you don't know about RetailMeNot, RetailMeNot provides access to coupons, product deals, store-wide sales, discounted gift cards, and digital rebates to over 50,000 stores. So you can definitely take the time and download the app and see how much money you can save off of any purchase. Another area is Keyring. So Keyring is a couponing app that shows loyalty and membership cards on your phone. So you're never without a discount. So that's another app that you can download to help cut your spending or save money. And then another one is Price Blink. So Price Blink is a browser add-on that combs the web while you're online shopping and displays the best price that it finds. So, I mean, those three things right there alone can help you to save money before you purchase anything. And so it's just really key just to plan for any big purchase, period, you know, rather than just buying off of impulse.
That's so true. And I know one of the, as we speak in online products, one of the things I love is Groupon. You can definitely buy some things great on Groupon. So that is one of those things I just kind of like work it out. So keep buying them. But I only buy Groupons if I know I'm going to use them
in
the next 30 days. Because if not, I'm wasting money.
There is a limit, right.
So, but you can get things on Groupon from sheets to trips to hotel rooms. And they're always inexpensive.
That's right. And, you know, another area that we spend a lot of money on is meals out. I don't think we realize how much money we spend on meals out, you know, whether it's during lunch, when you're at work, or whether it's on the weekend, when you're going out with your friends, or even in the evenings when you're busy between taking your kids to soccer practice, volleyball practice, and you're trying to grab a quick meal for your kids or your family because you don't have time to cook. So we spend a lot of money on meals out. So I remember spending about $10 a day at Subway. You know, usually their combo meals is about $8 to $10. And I was going there because I was like, oh, I'm going to eat healthy. And so I was going to go buy $8 to $10 worth of Subway every day, Monday through Friday, which had me spending $40 to $50 a week. Well, that's like $160 to $200 a month. So that's money that can be saved. That can be money that you could be paying down debt. So when I realized that, that's when I started bringing my own food to work.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't want to take time to do that, but meal prepping is key. It's key to cutting down spending on meals out.
We have a caller. Can you tell us your name, caller, and where you're calling from?
My name is Rich, and I'm calling from Overland Park.
Yes, Rich, what's your question or comment?
Well, I kind of don't agree with this lady with all the Internet purchases and with you, in fact, on that. A lot of us don't use Internet to buy things. We don't trust the safety of the security of it. I don't want to encourage Amazon. I think they're overwhelmed, over big. I would prefer to buy from local people. And a lot of us don't even own computers, and that's by choice because we just want to live without all that electronic stuff. So I think you ought to look into other ways to save money than all of that. And also I might add the cable TV. I've lived without that my entire life and don't mind it at all. And that's a complete waste of time. It's nothing but commercials one after another on these programs. You're far better off without any of that.
Thank you so much, Rich, for your comments.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some ways that I understand some people may have to have a computer, but in some ways your smartphone is your best friend, especially when you're out shopping. So it's one of those things you can kind of look up and price match while you're there. I want to go back to something you were saying about meal prep. A quick way to get past that is to, if you're cooking something that maybe requires hamburger, then instead of using 1 pound, use 2. And then you can put that extra back into the freezer and save it. So then when you've got to have something in a hurry, you can come out that morning, take it out, put it out, and it's there for you just to really heat up that afternoon. I have one of my friends, they work a stressful job, and it was always 12 hours a day, so what they do is they will put things in a crock pot. They'll start that crock pot in the morning when they get up and go to work and having that morning cup of coffee, and they will, when they come home, dinner's already ready. So, and then you can, thing about that is that last night's leftovers or those freezer items that you may have become dinner or lunch.
That's right.
For one of those days that you can really save money, because if you are going to the cafeteria spending $25 a week, as you said, that's $100 a month, and what you're getting is really a lot of not healthy food.
Yeah.
You can get something, because a lot of the things that you have, they are high in salt, mm-hmm. high in preservatives. So you can cook and get those same items at home for really a lot cheaper and a lot more nutrition than eating downstairs in the cafeteria that day at your work.
Yeah, and you know, you stated, I like what you stated when you were talking about ground beef. You know, just using just enough to cook your meal and then put the rest back in the freezer. There's a report that reports that the top 10 money wasters that people are not willing to reduce. And the top one was 32% of uneaten or expired food. So, I mean, that's, you know, pretty much what you were just, you know, stating. Because a lot of times if we're cooking all of the meat knowing a good well that we're not going to, you know, eat it before it goes bad, we're wasting food. We end up throwing that money away when that food can actually go longer or further if you do put some back into the freezer if you know that you're not going to eat it within so many days.
Exactly, and that's the best way to be able to do it, because you can save money and you can get a better nutritional value, which helps off all of us health-wise. Another thing that you can look at doing also is, I know everybody has to have car insurance, and every year before your car insurance is due, then you can look at calling around and comparison shopping to see if somebody's going to be able to, you know, see what you've got. If you have, say you have two cars, and you've got to have them both insured, well, you don't have to have rental car reimbursement because you've got a second car that if you were to get into an accident, you could then turn around and take rental car reimbursement off of your policy. And it will lower the amount that you pay. But also, if you, I'm USAA, I'm a retired military, and one of the things that USAA did was for people that are military, if you know that person's not going to be driving that, you're married, you're going to deploy, and you don't drive that vehicle, then you can put what is called storage. You can put that vehicle in storage, and it will reduce your payments. So, you know, if you have a nice classic car that you only like driving when the weather is good, but you're not going to drive it in the wintertime, you can call your insurance company and say, you know, this one's going to be parked in my garage. Is there a way that I can take off certain parts of that insurance where it would be covered so you're not paying for it? If you had a fire or something like that in your garage, it would cover. It just wouldn't cover if you were driving it. So there are definitely different ways. Money planning comes down basically to budgeting and just looking at what you're going to do. So I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, and shopping around is definitely important, too. So, like, even with insurance, shopping around for the best insurance for you. So just because you've been with the insurance company for 5 years doesn't mean that you can't change to somebody who is can still serve your needs, but it's cheaper. You know, that's just another way of being able to cut costs is because, I mean, insurance – usually insurance, the costs go up every year. It's always something, some reason of why they say your insurance is going up $5 or $10, you know, more a month, you know, every year.
I got that bad news yesterday. I'm like, they said, well, we had a lot of losses in Missouri. And I'm like, well, I didn't have a loss in Missouri. So it doesn't.
Nor a claim.
It's like, but, well, we have to spread it out among everybody and make the burden equal. I'm like, you know, we're going to have to look at that. And that's when I was asking some things. Let's look at my policy here. So I had to definitely ask that question because, according to my insurance company, everybody in Missouri is going to see a little bit of a rate hike. So you definitely have to look at what you're going to do. One of the things that also, when it comes to your house, that you can look at, the majority of your money in your house is spent on utilities, especially in the summertime. Anybody that's familiar with Kansas City heat, that's your air conditioner. There's a lot of things you can do. One of the simplest things you can do is KCPL has a program that they come out and they will do a little energy walkthrough with you. Mm-hmm. And I learned when they came and did mine was, they said those vampire appliances, and I was like, vampire appliances? They said, yeah, when you have your TV plugged in and you've got the cable box plugged in and you may have the DVD player plugged in, they're all drawing full power until they, even if they're not on, they're still drawing full power. Well, they've come up with a strip, and KCPL gives out one free that it doesn't turn the rest of those on until you turn the TV on.
Oh, interesting.
So you can, it has two switches that are always on, there are two black plugs, but the rest of them are green to save energy. So you put the TV into one of the black plugs, you can put the TV into one of the green plugs, your DVD player and your cable box into one of those green plugs, and then say if you've got something that, you know, a clock that you always want on, you can put it into the black plugs, and then when you, the TV doesn't draw the power that is keeping everything warm until you turn it on. That was one of the great things that they did. But then also another thing was to LED bulbs.
Yes.
And they burn, they're brighter, but they don't use as much energy costs, electricity. And they came out and they gave us a free couple of those. And that was definitely great. And one of the programs that KCPL did is they had those same bulbs. You could find them in the dollar store. So you could get your LED bulbs at the dollar store at a low price. And I've seen some in about six different dollar stores around Kansas City that are, you know, those same. That's part of their energy give back program that you can then turn around and, you know, get low cost bulbs that are LED efficient and help you save energy at the Dollar Tree. So that's something people may definitely want to look at to see if they're trying to save money. The other thing that you find out about in Kansas City is the water bills. Utility, you know, 5 years ago we were paying the same price every bi-monthly as we're paying now every month.
Yes.
But there are a lot of different, there's low flow shower heads that you can get. There are toilets, you know, that have the button number one and button number two, they use water accordingly. And then one of the things I've seen for people who have older toilets that don't want to pay the cost of having to replace it, there's a bag you can get, fill it full of water and put it inside the toilet, and it will displace water so your toilet doesn't have to use as much to the refill. So there's ways just to be able to save that. And I've seen those have been in some of the energy kits that I've seen in some of the big box stores. So it's definitely a way to look at saving money. But the biggest thing that people really need to look at is to ensure their home is get an energy audit. You can find those on Groupon for about $35. And Spire, KCPNL have different installation programs that will help people, because a lot of the houses that are in our city were built during the home boom of World War II, but they don't have insulation.
That's true.
And when you are trying to heat and cool your home, there's a plate where your foundation, it's called the seal plate, S-I-L-L plate, where your foundation and the first wood for your house come together. And that plate is usually not weatherized. So what happens in the summertime when you're trying to cool down your house, your home is actually sucking hot air from outside because the seal plate's not weatherized. And it now has to then turn around and try to cool all of this 95 to 100 degree air that it brings in, and it makes your furnace work harder, which means it uses more energy. Just like same way in the wintertime, you're trying to heat your house, mm-hmm. so it sucks all this 33 degree air into the basement, and now it's trying to heat it all up. If you just put a line, they use foam, they use caulk, latex. If you seal the seal plate, you can see about a 20 to 30 degree difference in the cost of your energy in the summer and winter, because your house is now not sucking the cold air from the outside or the hot air from outside. It's using the air within it that's already at a room temperature, so your furnace doesn't have to stay on as long.
That's good.
And you kind of go from there. And one of the other programs that KCPNL offers is for those of us that is the Nest thermostat, which they will give you a Nest thermostat for free. And then when I called and got mine, it was either I could put it in myself and they would give me a $50 check, or I could wait 3 weeks and they would send the technician out and he would put it in. Being loving gadgets and wanting to see how it worked, I put it in myself, and a couple of weeks later they gave me the $50 check. But the thing I love great about the Nest is if I'm not home, I can turn down my heat or AC, mm-hmm. and then right before I get ready to go home, I can turn it up so that I get to, again, control. Instead of having all the furnaces now, ACs now usually on that preset function, mm-hmm. but what the Nest gives you the ability to be able to do is to turn off that preset function and reduce your energy dollars. From 9 to 5, most of us are work, so we don't really need to have to turn or have our AC running, you know, if it's just us at home. But say if we're going to come home at 5:30, at 5 o'clock, you can go onto your cell phone, you can plug up, you can turn up or down your AC as you need it for summer or winter. So some of those things that you can really do that will really save money. So, and if you're interested in that, you can go to KCPL and find out more about those particular things. But definitely, I know our guest next week is going to be United Services Community Action. Well, it's going to be Community Action Agency, formerly United Services Community Action. And we're going to be talking about insulation and weatherization of homes, because that is a huge situation here in the city. I was at the housing summit the other day, and they were saying that we pay more in the urban core in the city to heat and cool our homes because of energy, things like that. So it's one of those things we can definitely do to look at.
Yes, and on AmericanSave.org, you know, it also states, too, that you can save up to 5% on water heating costs just by lowering the temperature on your water heater to 120 degrees. So, I mean, that's just, you know, a little tip to save a little bit of money.
Yes, that's definitely it. So you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson, and our guest today is Marilyn Chappelle, and we're talking about ways in which to save money. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can support any or all shows on KKFI by becoming an underwriter? Here we are by the numbers. 100,000 watts within an 80-mile radius of KC, including over 2 million people. Streaming 24/7 with over 10,000 listeners online. Podcasts averaging 3,500 monthly downloads. KKFI.org averages 30,000 monthly impressions and over 18,000 followers on social media. To learn more, go to KKFI.org/underwriting.
And we're back. You're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City's community radio station. This is your host, Joseph Jackson, with Cowtown Conversations. And our guest today is Marilyn Chappell, and we're talking about ways to save money. So if you have questions about saving money, if you have any ways in which you've used to save money, give us a call at 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. You know, in this day and time of, you know, you work hard for your money, and raises are few and far between. One of the things that I used to do when I was in the military is that we would get a small raise every year, and my mindset became I couldn't miss half of what I never had. So if I've got a $25 raise, I would budget to send $12 a month back with my to a separate account. So I would always, that's how I funded my emergency fund. So when you look at getting those, when you get those performance bonuses or those raises, take a look at putting half of that back. That's a quick start to an emergency fund. So that's one of those things that you can definitely work out. You know, if you have a 401k at your job.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And if you're not taking that full match, you're leaving money on the table.
You sure are.
And that is one of those things that, you know, it's money that you can save for your retirement that's automatically that somebody's going to match for you. It's like saying, you know, if I go out and if my parents were telling me, you know, I would go out and raise $100, they would give me another $100. You know, I'm going to do as much as I can to raise $100. So if your employer is going to give you that match, definitely make sure that you want to maximize that match and put as much as you can toward it.
Yes, take advantage of employer benefits. I mean, it's so key, and in such a great way to be able to see retirement. You know, a lot of people are not able to retire because they didn't take advantage of the employer benefits, feeling like, you know, they don't have the money to be able to put aside. But just like you stated, start somewhere, because you at some point you're not going to miss it. You know, a lot of time it's, you know, it's just our thought process, our mindset, and not wanting to just take that chance on learning more about it.
Exactly. And it's basically a lot of saving money is just about educating yourself on different things that you do that you can maybe change it just a little bit. I know a lot of people see a budget as being confining and restriction, but it's not. It's just making sure that you spend your money the way in which you want to allocate it, and you go from there. You know, the simple thing of coming home every day and putting the change that you have in your pockets into
a little
piggy bank, and then at the end of the year, you've got $200 or $300 just in loose change. You know, I used to have two piggy banks. I would have one that was just for the silver coins,
yes,
and one that was just for the pennies. And it was to the point to where every time I would take the one and trade it in, it would be a lot. The silver coins would always be anywhere from $150 to $200, and I'd have about $47 worth of pennies.
Yeah, it adds up.
And the one thing that you have to be careful, though, when you trade it in, because now most, you go to Coinstar, and then they want to take 10% of whatever. Most banks have that service for you for free.
Yes.
And you can go and you can do what you need to do for free. The one caveat that I would caution people with is the coin sorters, if your coins are nicked up, bent up, and everything. Last year I went and I was doing quarters, so I knew how many rolls of quarters I had, and the machine came up about $4 off. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
And no, there's a little coin thing to the side inside that you can't see that it kicks those quarters that it can't count. And so I called one of the attendants over and I said, I brought in 15 rolls of quarters and I know exactly how much it should be, and it's a couple of dollars off. And they were like, well, hold on, let us check it. And when they opened it up, the little thing to the side was full of quarters.
Well,
I couldn't count my quarters. And I'm like, they like, we already know. We'll just pull them out and just give those to the cashier. So just one of those things that, you know, you can do. So it's just looking at saving money and going from there. But also, if you're going to look at something, if you're going to look at a in expense, go home and think about it first. You know, I say use a 24-hour rule. Mm-hmm. Do I need it? Is it something I'm going to use? Mm-hmm. You know, and then, but before you look at it, I mean, before you look at it, if say if it's an appliance, there are many, you know, Sears outlet here in, a couple of Sears outlets here in the city where you can go and find those appliances for 50% or cheaper in some cases, just depending. And many of them are still brand new in the box. They're just appliances that were last year's model that they were shipped out of the they were shipped out because this new year, this year bottle comes on and has a yellow light instead of a blue light.
Yeah.
So you can get those brand new same appliances for cheaper. You know, you can Best Buy, you can look at, also Best Buy has a lot, but then they have them on BestBuy.com, and it's now gotten to the point where you can almost special order different things that you want and try to find that, you know, that riding lawnmower, that other thing that you may need. So it's one of those things that you can really do. Just look at online.
Absolutely. And even when you go into, you know, stores, you know, go to their clearance, you know, area first. I mean, and shop there first. I love going to the clearance area first. I remember when we bought our refrigerator a couple years ago, we went to Nebraska Furniture Mart, and we went into the clearance area, and I mean, it was a nice refrigerator. The only thing that was wrong with it, it had a little nick at the bottom. Well, who looks at the bottom of a refrigerator? Nobody. So we ended up getting like hundreds of dollars off of that refrigerator, brand new, up to date, and we just love it. We just love it. So don't be afraid to shop the clearance areas or those, I think sometimes they call it the last item. Shop those, you know, I mean, you'll save so much money. Another area to be able to save money or cut costs is how many people out there are subscribed to something that they forgot to unsubscribe after that 10-day or that 30-day free subscription. That is one area that a lot of people are spending a lot of money. I remember sitting down with a client, and we were looking at how we can find extra money. You know, where is her money going? And we noticed that she was subscribed to like three different things. I mean, I'm from makeup. I didn't even know you can subscribe for makeup. But, I mean, it was just all these different subscriptions that she wasn't even using. And so we're talking about $9.99, you know, a month. We're talking about the $15.99 a month. All these different subscriptions, they add up. And when you don't look at your statements monthly, I mean, you're looking at hundreds of dollars by the end of the year.
Yes. We have a caller. Caller, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, what your comment or question is?
Okay, caller, this is MC Richardson. And how are you doing, sir?
Fine yourself, MC.
All right, I just want to remind you about the KKFI Ascertainment Community Forum this evening, which you are a co-host.
Yes, 5 o'clock this afternoon. I will be there, MC.
And also, sir, you got a very good program, and if you could encourage other hosts to be there, and I look forward to seeing you there, sir. Will and you continue what you're doing. You hear?
I will do. Thank you so much.
All right.
So one of the things that we definitely should be looking at, as you talked about, you know, those little things that come up, that come out of your account, is that's why it's so important to look at your monthly credit card statement or monthly bill statement, because if you don't, those little things pop through and people don't particularly, you know, take a look at that.
They're easy to forget.
So, you know, one of those things is you can definitely want to use a simple thing that people can do. We don't carry money. This is a cashless society. But when we go to the closest ATM, use an ATM within your network, because you can save yourself $2 to $3, just depending, because you get charged a fee by your ATM company and a fee from the other ATM company.
That's a good point.
And those fees can be $150 a year or more. So just by knowing where your plan your shopping to where you are actually going to be near one of your ATMs, or get the money before you go, so then you don't have to worry about using an ATM that's out of network.
And that's a good budgeting tip, too.
Yes, you can
save. That cash, yeah, use cash envelopes. And, you know, if you said that you were going to go grocery shopping and you were going to spend no more than $120, take that envelope, and if it's over $120, then we need to put some stuff back. And probably some of the stuff that we even have is some stuff that we didn't even need, that we just probably picked up because we were hungry as we were shopping, which means we're going to pick up extra items because we probably didn't eat before we went shopping.
Exactly. And another thing, we as Americans love a good sale. If it's on sale, that means we'll buy two to three more of them because we're figuring we'll get them at a good deal. And then you come home, and sooner or later, your cell closet has turned into a cell bedroom. Your cell bedroom now turns into the cell attic or cell basement. And then what do? We double down at that point. We decide that it's time to – we've got so much in the house, and now we've got to go rent a storage facility to keep all the things
which
we bought. So now we're paying $100 to $150 a month for a storage unit for things that we – are never possibly ever going to use.
Yeah, and so even with sales, I mean, do we need it? Ask yourself, do you really need it? I mean, I remember going to Dillard's 2 weeks ago, and a year ago, I had bought a dress for my daughter. I love buying out of season. And so I bought a dress knowing that it was going to be for her Christmas or no, it wasn't a Christmas dance, but it was like the winter dance or something like that. But I got this dress for $25 that was regularly like $175. Well, 2 weeks ago, I went to Dillard's and actually found the jacket that actually went to it. I got so excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get this jacket because it goes to that dress that she already wore. And she said, Mom, I'm not going to wear that dress again. But I just knew that she just needed this jacket. So you got to think about, you know, these things. You know, do you really need it? Because I would have been paying another $20 because, once again, it was on sale. But will she wear it?
Exactly. And to go back to with the storage unit, what we can look at doing is taking those same things and donating to the Disabled Veterans Thrift Store, City Union Mission, getting a tax write-off for those items and helping to reduce your tax liability at the end of the year. But not only did you save, you actually wrote it off if it's brand new at full cost of what you paid for it and got that receipt for it, but you're now not paying $150 a month for their storage unit or the pod that they can pull up and drop off, you know. Think of, in some cases, less is more. Mm-hmm. You want to look at what you need to have just enough to get by, because to coin a phrase, cash is always king, whether it's if you're buying real estate, if you want to go on a trip. You know, you can't eat that jacket, you can't eat the dress, but if you've got the money, then you can always do what you need to do to help yourself get to the next step. So it's sometimes it's just thinking about that 24 hours before you want to buy it, and then do just a little bit of online shopping, and you may find it. I wanted some Uno cards a couple of weeks ago, and I looked at I looked at Walmart.com. I looked at went into the store, and I was actually able to find them at Target and put in my order, and then they were on sale online for a dollar cheaper than what they were at the store. So it was like, no, it was buy one deck, get 50% off the second deck.
Okay.
So you can find different things, you know, just going to Walmart.com or different stores. You're shopping at the same store that you shop at locally.
Yeah. And since you got two decks and you probably only needed one, you can maybe give the other one for a gift. You know?
Actually, I gave them to a friend and go from there. So
we've
got MySpace Larry J host coming in. So go ahead, Larry. What's your comment? And
Yeah, good morning, Kansas City. How you doing? Larry J., my place. Thanks, Joseph, for letting me come in. I want to say it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you join the KKFI staff. You've been doing good ever since you've been, and you're getting better, man. We like that, okay? It's all about that love, okay? But what I want to ask you, you was talking about the appliances earlier and stuff like that and everything. Mm-hmm. Isn't there still a program that the city will help people that buying their home or own their home, help them with furnaces, air conditioners, painting, all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we were going to talk about that starting next week. It's called Minor Home Repair Program. Right. And the Minor Home Repair Program, you can pick two items. You, if you're a senior citizen, you fall below a level, you can get, say, a roof or gutters or roof or electrical. 2 years ago when I was neighborhood president, we had a senior citizen in our neighborhood. She really needed some help, so I went out and fundraised some brand-new Sherman Williams paint from somebody that donated to that. And I got a group of volunteers, and we painted her house and cut the grass and pulled the trees. And she was so ecstatic at the end of the day. And then we turned around and helped her get a new roof from Minor Home Repair. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things that you can do. So, but also the city paint program opens up next week, May the 1st. So it's one of those things of if you have to paint your house, you can get free paint from the city. It may, there's only limited colors, but it's a free bargain price. So they'll give it the paint. They'll give you the paint. All you have to do is power wash your house and get it ready, and then you can turn around and get the new paint. So everything starts kicking off usually the first week of May. That's when the codes inspectors are out and people get to find that information. So, you know, those are definitely two ways that you can look at saving money, because a roof is about $12,000 to $15,000, depending on how many squares. And for those that are senior citizens or may live in targeted neighborhoods, it's a way to be able to get that problem that you have for your house solved, but at a low to no cost.
Good. Once again, I want to say thank you, man, for your info and helping everybody with a lot of things and everything. And as I always say on my show, and everybody knows, it's all about the love. What Joseph does is all about the love for you, Kansas City. So keep the calls coming in and everything, because he's here to help y'all. Thanks again for letting me come on.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that was Larry J. with MySpace, who will be coming up quite shortly in just a few minutes here. So as we start to look at wrapping up, Marilyn, we've talked a lot today about different things that people can do to save money. You know, there's no magical formula. It's just a matter of you sitting down and seeing everything starts with the blueprint of the budget.
That's it. And I wanted to circle back to, like, rounding up your change and, you know, all that good stuff. Definitely look into your financial institution. I mean, your financial institution has a lot of these great opportunities for you, or programs or products for you to be able to save money. So, like, with your change, then, I mean, you can set it up with a lot of your financial institutions. You can set it up to where you round up to the nearest dollar. Well, that change adds up, and it automatically goes into your savings account if you're using your debit card. So that's what it usually is. Another thing that is offered at financial institutions is a Christmas savings plan. So, like, even now, you can go set up that Christmas savings plan to where you're putting aside maybe $30 or $50 out of each paycheck, and it goes into a Christmas fund. The only key to that is that they will not allow you to take that money out of that Christmas fund, usually until around October. And if you take that money out before then it will be like a 5% charge or some kind of, you know, charge, you know, for you, but only because they're trying to get you to save the money and not touch it. So great ways to save money.
One other thing I will add to that is my credit union, I looked into this one. My credit union has a customer loyalty program with my phone provider. And the first year that I signed up with my phone provider, they gave me $100 for having that credit union membership and being with that same provider. And then, so I got $100 the first year. This year I got $50 from them. And as long as I keep having that one credit union and I have the cell phone provider, then they will continue to keep paying me. You know, that's $50. That's half of a phone bill every year just for having that membership. And I mean, so there are advantages to being a member of credit unions, but just like their advantages to being members of banks, but you have to go in and ask those customer service representatives. They usually have a flyer that will tell you mm-hmm. what you can get travel, you can get hotel different discounts and advantages. Just going in and asking that question, it's just like getting a discount. So if you go to a store and you're saving up to pay for something with cash, then you can then turn around and ask them, what about a cash price? This will be probably the last story. I was at Nebraska Furniture Mart one day, and I saved up money to buy a new couch, and I always check the clearance room there first. Mm-hmm. And I walked in, and I saw this couch that I just really, really liked, and it actually had a sleeper within it and everything else. And I asked the gentleman, I called the salesman over, and I said, well, why is it? He said, well, I think the story with this one is that they bought it, but when they got it to their house, they couldn't get it in the door. And I just was touching on the couch, and I stuck my hand down, and the ticket was in it, and it says, customer bought it, was too wide to fit through their door. Mm-hmm. So that means they left the store, and it came back new. It was in the same condition, so I was able to buy that for 50% off the price. And so then I went around and I went to I found the matching love seat, and they say sometimes if you hunt hard enough for something, you'll find it. And I went through three different managers, and I said, look, I'm buying this couch tonight for cash. All I want is to order the love seat, but I want to put it all on a plan where it's no interest, no financing. And she said, you know, you went through a whole lot tonight. Usually we don't do this, but I'm going to do it for you. And she was the department head manager. So sometimes it's just finding that person that can make that decision.
That's it. And if we don't ask, then we'll never know. So never be afraid to ask for discounts. Ask for money off.
Yeah, all they can say to you is no.
That's it.
But, you know, but in some cases they may even direct you to areas where you wouldn't have known to look for a discount. So kind of the closing thing on that is just to ask, if in doubt, it never hurts to ask, because all they can tell you is no. And in today's period of customer loyalty, that no is usually never not a no. They want to do whatever they can do to keep you a customer. First, to make you a customer, but then keep you as a customer.
And that's anywhere.
especially if you got a cell phone and it's mm-hmm. went up and you called them and, you know, cable TV, well, we got this new package, we can give it to you. Always ask, because if something is outside of your budget and you're trying to make it fit within a number, call the company and ask. Mm-hmm. That's all you can really do, because all they can say to you is no.
And that goes from homes to autos to anything. Clothes.
Yes, everything. It's kind of like, you know, buying out of season. You know, definitely buying out of season is the best time. I once bought an umbrella for my patio table in the middle of winter, and it was a $150 umbrella that I got for $35. So you can definitely, you know, if you want those cushions or different things, when you start looking at stores, you know, it's just knowing what time of year to buy what. It's like, you know, they always have the white sales sheets, towels, mm-hmm. right in the January, February time frame. So, but folks, it's just saving money is just having a budget and a plan and telling your money where you want it to go. So,
absolutely.
We continue. We will have Marilyn back a couple more times this year. And if you've got questions, you can always contact you, Marilyn. What's your website and what's your contact information?
Yes, my website is exceedsexpectations.org, or you can just go to letsexceed.org, as well as my number is 816-286-0108. We have great programs, financial education programs, as well as our new career development program.
So we want to thank Marilyn for being our guest today. We never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. This weekend, April the 28th, there's going to be a home buying tour, the 28th and the 29th, on a Saturday, April the 28th, at 3200 Wayne at the Mohart Center. They're going to from 11 to 1 on Saturday. There's going to be vendors on site to help you get pre-qualified for a home, and this is going to be sponsored by the City of Kansas City, Missouri. And then on Sunday, they're going to have the Kansas City Homes Tour Experience, and it's going to be Sunday, April 29th, from noon to 4 p.m., and they're going to be at the Mohart Center, which is 3200 Wayne. The buses will depart at 12:15, and they're going to tour seven homes within Kansas City's seven homes in the older neighborhoods of Kansas City. And if you're looking for a home, it'd be a great place to start out looking. So Saturday, you know, they're going to be showing people what they need to do to get pre-qualified from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday, they're going to have the tour. And then there's going to be a community festival after that. So that is definitely going to be something just to come out and see different styles and homes and architecture. So for Cowtown Conversations, I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Have a great day and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.